seems like my thoughts just continue on in the, I know that what's so good about God's Word is it all just goes together. It just flows so good and backs itself up on every, from every direction. Just the study of God's Word, just it's just good. I'm going to take my reading lesson this morning from the 89th Psalm. Psalms 89. Read a few verses there out of that for our thought this morning. I guess if I had a title to my message this morning, it would be Reward of Faithfulness. Reward of Faithfulness. With all the things that I've been preaching on for the past few weeks and speaking about grace and patience and the things that goes along with it, I guess in essence is what goes along with the grace and the patience that we are asked to have and that is given to us by God, that there's a reward coming one of these days. There is a reward. Our work is not in vain. Our efforts are not in vain. There is a reward for what we're asked to do and how we're asked to live. And in this 89th Psalm here, we'll just read a few verses starting in the first verse. It says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I'll stop here and we'll say the word faithfulness here, having reference to God and His faithfulness to us through all situations, all times, no matter what. Our God that we serve is faithful. He's faithful in everything. And you think about the word faithful, and if you look up in the Strong's or the Hebrew, the word means security or firmness. There's a security that we have in God. The word faithfulness means security. And we have that security in the God that we serve. In the second verse it says, For I have said, Mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who is in heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? I'm going to stop my reading there this morning with our thought, like I said, on faithfulness and just exactly what is mentioned. The word faithfulness, and you'll find the word faithfulness is mentioned in the Old Testament and in all the ones that I found and that I studied, it does definitely mean security. Security. And all the reference from the Old Testament saints, they were referencing the security that God gave them, knowing that He was there. The security that lies within them that are saved, those that have been saved by God's grace. There is that faithfulness there. You know, the Bible tells us over in the New Testament that that my sheep know my voice, and those that hear, those that know my voice, they follow me. And it goes on down under that, and it says that tells that no man can pluck me from his hand. There's a security and an understanding. Whether there's a lot of people in the world today believe that salvation is something that's to be gained and lost and gained and lost, that you can, I guess, maybe be saved more than once, and that you can lose your salvation, that you can live a life that would be bad enough that would cause you to lose your salvation. But those of us here this morning, we need to know and understand that our salvation is kept in the hands of God. And it is not something that we within ourselves can lose, because it's in His hands. I'm sure that if we could lose it, that we would. But we don't have that. Know this morning and understand that our security lies in God. All of our security lies within God, and that He holds the things in the palm of His hands, and the securities that we look to. On over here, we look back in the 40th Psalm, and there's so many things that we look at. In the 40th Psalm, in the 10th verse, it says, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For the innumerable evils have compassed about me, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. David here was speaking of, much like some of the things that Brother Terry said in Sunday school this morning, having a responsibility, people having a responsibility, David here was saying some of the things that he knew to be his responsibility, and he was proclaiming these things, and he was asking the Lord, you know, he was, I've not hid thy righteousness in my heart. Speaking of those that have been saved by God's grace and not willing to share those things with the world. That we carry our salvation around concealed up in a jar in our pocket, and we only get it out when we come to church, when we're on, when everybody is looking at you that knows that you've been saved. I've not hid this in my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness. He's declared it to the congregation here, he says, to those that would hear. Declared the faithfulness, his security. He's declared his security. What he knows is going to secure him. What he knows to be the thing that's going to take him to heaven. The thing that's going to help him in his time of trouble. And he goes on over here in this reading. You know, for the innumerable evils have compassed about me. We have experienced of late in many families and sicknesses and sorrows, the numerous evils that have compassed about them. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I'm not able to look up. Sins revealed in our lives. There are more than the hairs of mine head. All the things that we have going against us in this world. And to know that the Lord is our security. He's our security this morning. He is what we have to be faithful about. In our so many things that we look at, Over in the book of Lamentations, we read in the 3rd chapter, the 22nd verse, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." His compassions are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness to us that have been saved by His grace and that are working and doing the things that we're supposed to do. There is a great deal that is brought about in this line of thought that we're going with this morning. It flows right along with the line of thought that I believe that Brother Terry was teaching in Sunday school this morning. We think about as being a steward for God, the stewardship of our Lord, saving our soul, and He's left us with a responsibility, a job to do. In the first Corinthian letter of the 1 Corinthians in the 4th chapter, in the first couple of verses says here, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the stewards of the mysteries of God." We've been saved by God's grace, and we are here this morning as stewards of the mysteries of God. It says, "Moreover, it is required in the stewards that a man be found faithful." The word "faithful" in the New Testament writings, if you look that up, you'll find the definition of trustworthy. It is trustworthy. So, "moreover, is required in stewards that a man be found trustworthy." Trustworthy of what? In the first verse, we read that to be stewards of the mysteries of God. What is the mystery of God? What do we think this morning is a mystery to all the world? Even the Bible says to the angels that are above, that look down, that don't know and understand the ways of salvation because they can't get that. Salvation by grace through faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The mysteries that this world, they can't understand. They can't perceive the spiritual things of God's Word. And we've been left, I believe, as stewards of these mysteries. When the Lord saved our soul, there was a great mystery that was unraveled within our heart, wasn't it? Within our mind, within our understanding. We come to know and understand that there was nothing that was within ourselves that was good and worthy, and yet through repentance and faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there was something that was supernatural that happened to us, and it changed us on the inside and made us holy on the inside. It changed us. Before that, we didn't have that understanding, did we? We didn't understand that supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, how that He brought our sins to light in our lives and helped us to know and understand that we needed to turn away. The word repentance means to turn away from sin and turn towards God. It helped us to do that. It helped us to know. The Holy Spirit helped us to know and understand that, brought us to the point where we needed to be, and helped us repent. He did it all for us, didn't He? What a blessing that we know and understand this morning these answers and these things as we look in the book of 1 Peter. In the 3rd chapter, in the 15th verse, or we'll start with the 12th. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and the ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good. But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. As a steward of the mystery of God, we are instructed here in this writing that we always be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. Can we do that this morning? When we're out in the world, are we able to tell somebody why we are a happy people? Why we have a smile on our face? Why we think what we believe is true and what we believe is right? Can we tell them? Are we able to give that answer this morning? Are we able to reveal to a lost and dying world the hidden mysteries that have been left to us by the Spirit of the Lord? I know there are a great deal of things that is hard to understand in God's Word. And I don't think anybody, I don't care who they are, here on this earth has mastered or understands each and every little bit thing to the fullest extent. But we have been given understanding of certain things, and we gain and we grow in understanding of certain things by the study of God's Word, through our prayer and coming to church and doing all these things. We gain more and more knowledge and more understanding and more the ability to be able to share the mysteries. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. And that's where our trustworthiness comes in. Our faithfulness to our Lord for what He has done for us. That's where the payback, if you would call it anything of the such, which I know there's nothing that we can do to repay our Lord and Savior for dying on the cross for our sins. I know that we can't do that, but in our faithfulness towards Him and for what He did for us, we're called on as God's people as we go through the world of sufferings and the trials and all the things we go through in this life. We're called on to be faithful. Faithful to the Lord and faithful in the things that we do for God. You think about some of the... I was reading through and just looking in the book of Acts in the 7th chapter. You think about Stephen. Now, in the chapter previous to this, you know, of course this is after the day of Pentecost, and there was a great work of the Holy Spirit that was going on, and there was a lot of miracles and signs and wonders that so people would, I believe, there was a power and a light that was shining upon God's church. And that was the people. But you think about Stephen. A man that you can say that he was a deacon, you can say that he was a preacher, I don't know. But either way, you can read that 7th chapter and you can see and understand the knowledge that this man had. And he, I don't know how long that he, prior to his setting apart for the deaconship or whatever you want to call him, as it says that he was called to be a deacon. That he was set aside as a deacon. But obviously that he was a studied man and he understood. And he stood and he gave them the truth, didn't he? He gave them so much of the truth that they stoned him to death. He gave them so much of the truth. He went back from the very beginning to Abraham through Moses and He went through their history and God and told them that them and their fathers have all killed the prophets. And it's their fault. And they killed Jesus. And they couldn't handle it. And they stoned him. He was knowledgeable. He had understanding. He shared to them the mystery. All the way through. From the old to the new. The Apostle Paul gave the young minister Timothy over in the second chapter of the book of Timothy. He gave him a charge here in this fourth chapter. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. As the job that those that have been called to preach to do, Timothy charged this young preacher to preach the word, to be instant. In season and out of season. That means to be ready to give an answer to every man that comes to you. He charged him to do that. The only way that he can do that is to study and pray. Study and pray. I went to a young man's ordination, a young preacher's ordination, and they had a card for him. And on the card I wrote, study and pray. Pray and study. I know there are a lot more responsibility that's given to the preachers and possibly to the deacons, to the teachers, than there is most. And it is true that there is a calling upon each one of us, that we all have a place, a job, and a responsibility. But I believe we all that have been saved by God's grace, we have a testimony. We understand something about what happened to us inside. All we got to do is go back and look at the Great Commission that was given to us. Go ye therefore and teach. Who was Jesus making reference to in this Great Commission? To a preacher? To a deacon? No. He made reference to the church. Telling the church to go ye therefore and teach. How can and we can't teach unless we're able to give an answer, can we? We can't teach unless we're able to give an answer. A young preacher can't instruct unless he's studied and able to give the answers that he needs to give. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. That's the kicker to it. If you teach all the things that He has taught us to observe, then He's made a promise that if we're doing those things, that He's going to be with us. And I believe that He's with us, whether we're in a congregational church capacity or whether we're out here one-on-one trying to talk to our friend or our loved one at home. Wherever that might be, He's going to be with us because He's given us that promise. He is faithful this morning. His faithfulness is there. His faithfulness is there to us. He is our security. You know, you think about security. You think little kids, they carry around security blankets. They feel like they wrap up in it and it's going to keep them safe. You can wrap up in this. If you'll, before you go to bed at night, why don't you get in the habit of reading a little bit of this and wrapping up in this? That'll secure you for your night's rest. In my reading this morning, it tells that over here that every morning. His faithfulness His compassion, His love, His mercy, it's new every morning. Wrap up with His Word before you go to bed at night. Secure yourself in His Word, in His faithfulness of what He is and what He will be and what He will be tomorrow and what He will be until this world ends. And knowing and understanding what we have within us, that Spirit of God, that security that we can know. Holy, that's the security. That's the goodness. That is our faithfulness. It's where our faithfulness lies. Over here, and all these things that we read, tells about the love of God that we can have, the love that we're supposed to have. If we'd have read on a little bit further in this charge, where Timothy was given a charge to, or where Paul was given a charge to Timothy, in this 8th verse it says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but all of them that also love His appearing." See, I told you there was a reward for faithfulness. I told you there's a reward. There's a reward that is coming. Through all the heaviness and the weight, the expectations that is set before us. Brother Terry read over the 3rd paragraph this morning in the Sunday school lesson. But reading through the whole church covenant, the expectations of just of that is a great thing. There is a great expectation. There's a great expectation from God and His Word, what He expects us to be. But He said that if we'll do these things, if we will wrap this security around us, and be faithful to our Lord, there's a crown of righteousness that will be given. Given to all those that love His appearing. All those that love Him. Over in the book of James, we find in verse 1 and 2. James, the servant of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the 12 tribes that were scattered abroad. So James, speaking to all the different people that were scattered abroad, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that it may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." You can turn on over in the 3rd chapter, and you can see not where I was looking. There is peace or a promise that is given in James that basically, and I'm sorry, I've lost track of it, but there is a promise that's also given in James about the same thing. The crown of righteousness to those that love the Lord. And that's the key thing, loving the Lord. When we love the Lord, all this stuff we want to do, all this stuff we want to do. When we love the Lord, when we want to be pleasing to God, when we want to do the things that God wants us to do, it makes us to want to do this. It makes us to want to wrap up in His Word and live a life that's pleasing to Him. Loving the Lord is important, you know. There was never a promise given to any of us ever here upon this earth that we were going to have fame, fortune, money, power, that we was going to have an easy lifestyle. There's never ever a promise given like that in God's Word. But there is promises to those that love the Lord that He's going to be with them. He's going to bless them. He's going to help them through everything that they go through. Those promises there. And when we do the things that we're supposed to, that there is a crown of righteousness waiting. There's a reward for the diligence and the work and the servitude that we put in. You know, you think about stewardship in this whole part. We've been placed in a stewardship position in handling the Word of God. Understanding the Word of God. Sharing the Word of God. It's not our Word. It's just been... Oh, God has allowed us to have the understanding that we can share it this morning. These are my thoughts, and I pray that it will just help us in our walk to know and understand it's tough now, but there's a reward waiting if we'll just hang on. If we just hang on and just trust in the Lord and know that He's there, that He's always faithful and He's always going to help us. He's always going to provide those things that are in need. He's going to help us. He's going to help us. He's always going to be there. He's going to be faithful. There's a new faithfulness that we can have every morning. When we open our eyes, we can know and understand. Saying God's in control today as He was yesterday. We can have faith in that. We can understand that. We can know that. We can have that security. That salvation is sealed. It's still right there. It ain't leaving. It ain't going anywhere. God's Word has not changed. Each and every morning is a new day. That's my thoughts this morning. I pray the Lord will use it to His honor and glory. Our crown of life and our reward is Jesus. Jesus is our reward. He died for us. He died for us. One of these days we'll get to see Him. All of us have been saved by God's grace. We're going to get to see Him. We're going to get to be with Him. What a reward that'll be. I think the Bible tells about having a crown. I think the splendor and the glory and just holy righteousness that even if any of us do be able to obtain a crown, if we'll take it off and we'll cast it at His feet. For what He's done for us. Thought or a word on anyone's heart. If not, I'll stand in and be dismissed. Each and every one of you for being here today. Let's certainly remember the prayer request that's been made. Those that those who are sick. Some mentioned on death's door. Let's remember to lift them up. Pray for them. Pray for the lost. All hearts and minds clear. Quick Sunday or VBS meeting after church for anyone that wants to. Yep.
Conference meeting tonight.
Conference meeting tonight. All that can and will be back at 6 o'clock.
I need that.